Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You watch horror films, you watch murder, you watch lying, killing, and stealing and adultery and all of this ungodliness, that if there is any godliness in you, it should grieve you to see the terrible things that are happening to people. And you watch all of this and then you wonder, why am I depressed? It's because you watch depressing things. It's because you're focused on all the negative. If you listen to the news, you're going to be inundated with nothing but bad news. They aren't going to tell you the good news. They'll prophesy and say all kinds of lies, and then when none of it comes to pass, they'll just say, whoops, go on. They just fill you full of lies. And yet we listen to it, and then we wonder, why is it that we have a pessimistic view? It's because everything that's being predicted is pessimistic. I was getting my reports this week, and I saw on there, they're predicting now how high gas is going to go. They're worrying about things that hadn't even happened yet. And they're going to talk about it. And if it isn't bad enough to have $4 a gallon gas, they're going to start talking about when it's 7 and when it's 8. We aren't even there yet, but they'll start helping you to start worrying and being bothered over something that hadn't even happened yet. And then we wonder about, why is it that I'm discouraged? And why aren't I positive? And how come I'm not believing God? Man, how dumb can we get and still breathe? Brothers and sisters, God is a good God. He has a plan for you. Satan is a bad devil, and he has a plan for you. And whichever one you cooperate with is going to win out in your life. And don't blame God for failure in your life. If we would just get this straight, I tell you what, this would transform things. Think of what it would do if your business, if people started talking about, you know, the hurricanes and, man, God's judgment and stuff like this. If you were to stand up and say, boy, that's not my God. And you started standing up saying, God's a good God. You know, people say, well, where was God on September the 11th when all of these attacks happened? Man, he was right there. I don't know how many of you travel very much, but back during that time especially, it was rare, very rare, for an airplane not to be packed out to the maximum. Matter of fact, they overbooked, and typically they turned people down, and people, they had to buy you out because they had more people than they could accommodate on airplanes. Those airplanes that flew into the Twin Towers and into the Pentagon and that crashed in the field in Pennsylvania, there wasn't one of those airplanes that was half full. That was just an absolute miracle. Over 50% of the people that normally would have been flying weren't there for whatever reason. I have friends of mine that were going to have tours of the Twin Towers the day that that happened. And they had it set up and somebody was going to meet them. And they overslept and didn't make it. They normally had, I forget the exact figures, but there was something like 70,000 people in those Twin Towers on any given moment of any day. The day that that attack happened, there was like 30,000 people, less than half the normal amount of people. And story after story after story came out about people who, for whatever reason, just changed their plans. They didn't make it or whatever. The Lord kept at least 35,000 people out of harm's way. And then out of the... And then out of the 30-something thousand people that were in the Twin Towers, all but about 3,000 of them escaped. And that was an absolute miracle. I mean, there was miracle after miracle after miracle. Well, somebody said, well, why didn't he protect them all? I guarantee you, God was speaking to people. But not everybody obeys. Some of you might remember Keith Green. He was a recording artist. Man, just some powerful songs that he wrote. He died in an airplane crash. He and I think one or two of his sons, I forget the exact things, the pilot and a couple of his sons. And people wonder about, well, why did God let that happen to such a mighty man of God? You know what the details of it were? Melody Green, his wife, called him. He was on a trip and they had had a stopover, and she called him when he stopped to refuel somewhere and told him that, "I've had a dream that you were going to die in that airplane. Don't get on this airplane. Don't do it." She begged him not to get on the airplane. And the pilot told him, "We're overweight. We can't take off. Don't do this. We got too many people, too much equipment." They told him not to do it. There was a number of different things that happened, and Keith Green just said, "Oh, no, we can make it." And they got in and didn't clear the power lines and hit it, and it killed them. And people wonder, well, why did God let that happen? God warned them. God spoke to them. And he went ahead and did it. God doesn't control us like a pawn. See, one of the most damaging things to come out of this doctrine is in James chapter 4, verse 7, one of the scriptures that I use over and over and over and over, it's just a foundational principle in the Word of God. It says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." That one verse says that there are some things that are from God. You submit to them. There are things that are from the devil. You resist them. The word resist means to actively fight against. If you really believe that God caused it or allowed it, which is just a variation of the same thing, if you believe that God causes or allows these negative things, then you would be in rebellion to fight against it. If God really caused it, if God is really doing these things, well, then you're stupid to fight against it. And so it makes you passive, and it totally voids James 4, 7. There is nothing to fight against if it is really the devil. Actually, there was one guy who was going to come to a church that I pastored, and these people wanted him to come in, and I didn't want him to come in. And they said, "Well, let me give you one of his tapes." And I listened to his tapes, and he was teaching on this sovereignty of God. He was a pastor in Boulder, Colorado, and they wanted him to come down. And this guy had actually gotten to a place that he realized he had a severe problem with lust. He believed that he was demon-possessed. He, on this tape, talked about the thoughts that he would think as he looked at women in the auditorium and stuff. And so he admitted that he had a demonic problem with lust. And he was going to get deliverance. He went out, put his hand on the car door to open up the door. And as he did, he said in this tape that God spoke to him, and he says, "You couldn't have these demons if I didn't allow them." And from that, he says, "You know, God is working something in my life with these demons of lust. He's trying to teach me something. He's trying to make me more compassionate towards people that have problems." And he actually kept demons blaming it on the Lord that it couldn't have happened if God didn't allow it. And you know what? If you're going to believe the sovereignty of God, that is at least consistent. Amen. That's not hypocritical. I mean, if God allows it, does he just allow some things and not allow all things? I mean, it's you can't have it both ways. But boy, that's wrong. And this is how far people go. They submit to demonic things, and it just kills your personal resistance. There is no point in resisting anything if God allows it. And this is where the body of Christ is. They'll sit there, and when sickness comes, they'll sit there and rebuke it and pray and ask God to heal them. And then if it just goes away, well, then it must have been God. And if it doesn't go away, well, then I wonder why God hasn't healed me. We accept no responsibility for our authority. We don't recognize that, man, we have to fight and resist. And then we just wonder when they die, well, why did God take them? God didn't take them. God's not the one that killed my dad. My dad died at 54 years old, and that wasn't God's will. You know, my dad actually died 12 years before that. About 11 to 12 years before that, he died. He was the first person that they ever did a human artery transplant from his heart to his knee back in the 50s. This was been about 1950. He was the first person that ever lived. He was the 35th or 50th person, something that they had done this surgery on, and every single person died. He's the first one that lived. And he actually died, and they put him out in the hall and put a sheet over his head and pronounced him dead. And an orderly came up to wheel him out of the hospital and to the morgue, and he kicked the sheet off. And the reason is because Fred Harris, this man that was here, was his best friend, they had an all-night prayer meeting. And they were praying for him to be raised up. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, Fred Harris stood up and said, "You know what? God's word is true. I believe he's healed. I'm going home." And he ended the prayer meeting and he went home. And it was at that exact moment he was out in the hall and kicked that sheet off and was raised from the dead. And he lived another 11 or 12 years. Praise God. But we didn't understand the things that, you know, I now know from the Word. And because of this, he struggled. He had all kinds of problems. He was an invalid. My dad never threw a ball with me. My dad never did anything with me. He was sick all of the time. He had a lounge chair at his office that he had to take naps at his office. He couldn't go more than an hour or two without taking naps. He was invalid his whole life and stuff. And I never did any of those things with him. And that wasn't God's will. And it was because of our own ignorance that we didn't understand. We didn't know. And because of it, my mother, when she was, I forget how old she was at that time, but like she was 7 years younger than him. So if he was 54, she would have been 46 when he died. And my mother was plunged into having to make a living for herself and raise two boys that were still at home. And all of these hardships, that wasn't God's will. God didn't do that. It's wrong. It's just wrong to sit here and blame God for all of these things and not realize that we live in a fallen world that you and I started. Mankind's the one that brought corruption into this world. God didn't make it for people to die. God didn't make it for people to be sick and deformed and tragedy. God created a perfect world. Mankind plunged this into the mess that it's in. Satan is the force that was behind it that tempted us. And today, Satan is the one that's causing these things. And I tell you, on every level that you want to talk about, there is a spiritual being that is out to steal, kill, and destroy in our society and in our individual lives. And for people to be ignorant of this and to just suppose that nothing could happen without God's will is just ignorance gone to seed.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today. To all the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, we say thank you for your faithful support. And we want to remind you that you share in the rich rewards of seeing lives transformed by the power of the good news.